I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. This month is the deadliest for foreign troops in Afghanistan since the U.S. invasion in 2001. According to the Associated Press, 44 soldiers have died. 26 of them were American troops. Taliban forces operating on both sides of the Pakistani border have increasingly targeted civilians with roadside bombs and suicide attacks. As a result, the number of civilian casualties is also higher than ever. The World's Quill Lawrence reports from Kabul.
Alarm bells have been going off since the summer began. Taliban guerrillas are moving freely across the south of Afghanistan. Attacks are up 40% from this time last year, and civilian deaths mounting, caused mostly by indiscriminate attacks by the Taliban, but also by what the American-led coalition calls collateral damage. The violence is mostly along the border with Pakistan to the east and south, but evidence is plain even in the capital. Alongside the highway leading west from Kabul, refugees with plastic and tin water cans are crowding a hand-pumped well. There are young, barefoot kids as well as old men and women dressed in ragged clothing. They've fled the battlefield of southern Afghanistan. We had a good life, says one older woman, but now we're scrounging for a few potatoes to eat. The uptick in violence has sent thousands of families on the run, though most tend to return to their homes and crops as soon as the trouble passes. These families from Helmand province say they won't go back home. Intense fighting has rocked Helmand for the past several months. The government should find us jobs and land here, says Ismanu Khan, a village elder. We're farmers, but in the south the only profitable crop was opium, and that's illegal. He says they've received a mean welcome so far. The local authorities won't even let them bury their dead in Kabul cemeteries. They have to bribe the grave diggers.
The humanitarian situation is now serious and beginning to deteriorate for various reasons.
Sir John Holmes, the United Nations chief humanitarian official, assessing his first trip to Afghanistan. Besides poverty made worse by drought in the north, the biggest problem is security, which makes it hard for aid workers to reach the worst-hit areas. For the same reason, the UN has no exact count of the number of newly displaced people because of the recent fighting. As for civilians killed in the fighting, the UN puts that figure at 698, 60% higher than last year, says Holmes.
Most of those are caused by the insurgents, Taliban, or whoever they may be, but a certain number of them are also caused by the international military forces, not because they're targeting civilians, obviously, but because there's accidental damage. Now, these need to be addressed. We need to be honest and transparent about them. We need to address the needs of the families who are affected, because obviously they have an effect on hearts and minds as well.
But neither the UN nor the NATO-led stabilization force have a plan to address the civilian casualty issue. Holmes said a process should be created to compensate them and help people. So did the commander of the NATO force, General David McKiernan, who arrived only this month. Afghans are afraid of the soldiers that are meant to be here to protect and stabilize their country, says Erica Gaston of the Campaign for Innocent Victims in Conflict.
For many Afghan families, the cardinal rule for them is to stay away from the military, stay away from convoys, stay away from bases. But assuming that you get past those original hurdles, I mean, what's kind of open for them to do? Do they just go and knock on the base and expect an American soldier or British soldier to listen to them in Dari or Pashto or what have you about what happened to their family member?
They're unlikely to get an explanation, says Gaston. Too many different military forces are at work in Afghanistan. The U.S. military in the south, the 40 different nations involved in the stabilization force, plus Afghan forces. Each has its own policy, or lack of one, for civilian casualties. While international forces say they regret all civilian loss of life, they have no way to communicate that to Afghans, whose hearts and minds they need to defeat the rising Taliban insurgency. For The World, this is Quill Lawrence in Kabul.